The Montana Republican Party is holding their winter kickoff event in the state's capital city, of course, and they've got a big headliner coming out from Washington, D.C., one of the conservative stars on Capitol Hill. Congresswoman Kat Kamak out of Florida represents the 3rd Congressional District there. She's going to be a headliner at the kickoff event today. In fact, she joins us live right now on Montana Talks. Congresswoman Kamak, great to have you on the program.
Hey, Aaron, great to be with you. And I would say that I'm calling from sunny Florida, but it's cold right now in Florida. So I'm not going to be bringing any sunny weather with me, unfortunately.
Well, it feels like it outside my studio. I mean, it's 30 degrees. This is a heat wave right now, and it's sunny. So this is great sunny weather. But either way, you know, it's kind of funny. I was down in Las Vegas, and they're a little crazy down there right now. Thankfully, I was there for the SHOT Show, so we had a lot of freedom fighters to our left and right. But it's a stark contrast right now in America. I mean, Florida, your state, Florida and Montana, we're the land of the free. And it's not that way across most of the country right now.
No, unfortunately, it's not. Of course, if you would have asked me 10 years ago that Florida was going to be kind of a beacon of freedom and individual choice and opportunity, I would have laughed because, of course, you know, Florida, we are the land of the Florida man. We do some crazy stuff down here, but we were really proud of our governor, Ron DeSantis, and really our entire slate of legislators. We really are fighting for faith, for families, for freedom. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
I know you're going to be headlining the GOP winter kickoff event with about a minute or so to go before our first break here. How would you summarize the message you want to deliver to the Montana GOP today?
Oof. Well, first part is, you know, I never come with a prepared speech. I am straight off the cuff. What you see is what you get. And so it's going to be a surprise to all of us what we talk about. But typically, I would say, we are fighting for the soul of our country right now. And there's a crisis after crisis after crisis. And we need to get back to the core tenets of life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and making it so that our kids know that we are about equal opportunity, not equal outcome.
If I could take the liberty to suggest that what Montanans' message would be to Republicans in Congress, it would be, all right, once you take control after these midterm elections, like Jim Jordan says, do what you say you're going to do. And so often in the past, we've had these Republicans that they get there and then they don't get the job done. But I think Congresswoman Kat Kamak, you guys are the do what you say you're going to do type of conservatives.
Oh, yeah. You know, and that was, you know, what really drove me to get involved in the first place. I'm a freshman congresswoman, never been in politics before, never ran for anything before, came from private sector. I mean, I grew up daughter of a single mom and, you know, commercial sandblasting and cattle ranching. And so we have a work ethic that is about keeping your word, doing what you mean, meaning what you say. And that's important to us. And I've told my colleagues, listen, I don't care if who gets credit, but the American people are sending us to Washington and giving us the leadership to get something done. But more than that, we need accountability. We have seen in our country over the last decade these politically connected elitists get away with essentially murder. I mean, you can talk about Fast and Furious, Benghazi, you can go on and on and on. There have been so many scandals, and there's been zero consequences, and that's not right. You can't be the country of law and order if you don't uphold the law and enforce the rules and laws that are on the books. So the 118th Congress, when we take the House back in November, it's going to be about getting things done, getting our country back, and holding people accountable.
You know, it's been interesting to watch James Carville, who was close, of course, with the Clintons, and then the never Trumpers like Mitt Romney. I think everybody can agree it has been a disastrous first year for Joe Biden. Oh. But really, it's been a disastrous year for the country as a result of Joe Biden's policies. And nowhere is it more evident than right now. I mean, here he's sending thousands of troops to go help defend Ukraine's border. But what about our own border here that's being invaded?
Yeah, you know, that's particularly frustrating for me. The Florida National Guard has been deployed out to the Ukraine border, and that's really, really frustrating, especially when someone like me who sits on Homeland Security, I've been to our southwest border many times last year, and I've witnessed the human trafficking of coming across these little kids getting raped and assaulted, the Border Patrol agents who have their hands tied behind their backs. And it's really just a giant, expensive welcoming party. And that's why I don't even call Biden commander-in-chief. I call him the trafficker-in-chief, because he has created a system where if you are a member of the cartel, if you're a trafficker, if you're a drug dealer, it's a great day in America for you because you got somebody in the White House who's got your back. But if you are a law-abiding citizen who's just trying to make a living, you are getting the short end of the stick because we're paying for these flights, these bus tickets. We're paying for the health care of all of these illegals. And under the Trump administration, this never, ever would have been tolerated. And so, again, all the more reason why we got to shut the border down. We got to build the wall. We've got to empower our Border Patrol agents. We've got to stop welcoming and sending the message that we have an open border policy. Because an open border policy means that you're not a sovereign nation. So we got a lot of work to do. It's pretty challenging right now. And people say, well, why don't the Republicans shut it down? We're 5 votes shy of the majority in the House. And when you don't have the majority, you're pretty limited in what you can do. So in the meantime, we're going to keep exposing the hypocrisy and ugliness of the left and their progressive dependency and control agenda. And I'm just going to keep on telling Nancy Pelosi hell no until she gets irritated enough with me that she loses her cool again.
Yeah, apparently you've had a few run-ins with both Nancy Pelosi and AOC, and they're not really all about women's rights. They want you to just shut up and wear your mask, it sounds like.
Yeah, you know, if you are a Republican conservative woman, you are public enemy number one in the left's eyes because you are a traitor to your gender, even though they're very confused about what gender is. I have seen more vitriol and hatred from the left because I am a conservative young woman. I came in to the 117th Congress as the youngest Republican woman in the country, having just 10 years ago been homeless because of a big government program that took away our cattle ranch. And the story of coming from a single parent household, pulling yourself up by your bootstraps, being the first in your family to go to college, and then turning out conservative, oh my gosh, that's the worst thing that could happen to the Democrat Party, is have someone who's a champion for individual freedoms and rights and, like I said, equal opportunity, not equal outcome. And they just can't stand that. But hey, any day that I get to go toe-to-toe with Nancy Pelosi on the House floor or give a little bit of heartache and heartburn to my colleague AOC, that's a good day in my book.
That is a great story. Well, I know we've got less than a minute to go here. I know a lot of our listeners say they don't want to just send Republicans back to Congress in the midterm elections,
yeah,
but they want to send people who are going to go there and stand up to this establishment and actually get. How will you ensure that the GOP actually delivers if handed the majority?
So actually, one of the things that we did was, you know, it's a whole trust but verify situation. I have committed personally to working with 10 to 15 candidates across the country who are true conservatives that are more interested in getting things done than getting the credit or being a reality TV star.